Believers should have personal knowledge of Christ, September 8. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. How many today see Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, as he is? How few know him? How few know the Father? Everyone that knows Christ has a knowledge of the Father. To see Christ as he is one of the greatest blessings that can ever come to fallen humanity, the precious Savior, to see him as he is. How many have partial views of Jesus Christ? How many acknowledge him as the world's Redeemer, but they know him not as a personal Savior? And this is essential, the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. What hope? Why, of seeing Jesus as he is, the living faith that lays hold of the arm of the infinite God, the living faith that takes Christ as our personal Savior. Who knows him as thus? All your casual views of Christ will not save a single soul. Do you know him by the living connection of faith? There was a wondrous work for him to perform here when he came to our earth. Satan was having things about as he pleased. He claimed this earth's territory as his, the prince of the world. Christ came to dispute his power and his claim. Christ came to rescue the human race from his oppressive power. The battlefield was right here in this little world. The conflict went on between the prince of life and the powers of darkness. Which shall triumph? All the heavenly universe, the heavenly intelligences, were looking upon Christ and taking cognizance of the battle. Here was Christ disputing the authority of Satan, and Satan was following him at every step, determined to overthrow him with his temptations, determined that he would weary and exhaust the patience and forbearance of God for the human family so that he should be able to ruin every one of them. Whatever may be your weakness, however, compassed with infirmities, there is hope for you in God. Our precious Savior came to save to the utmost every soul that will come unto him. To those who have their minds engrossed with earthly pleasures he comes and lifts the voice of warning, and he presents eternity to your view. He there opens before you heaven, the threshold lightened and brightened with his glory, and the glory streams through the open door. The door is ajar, thank God.